so clear. But when the auditorium would fill up with thousands of people, it was a much different sound. You find that sometimes you need to get alone to really hear. And that's what Elijah is going to learn today. How to listen carefully. And I put the word learn to listen there because we don't automatically know how to listen. It's not automatic. It takes practice to listen. We hear all kinds of messages. When I grew up as a little kid in the meetings, I got really good at tuning that out. I could pretend I was there, but I really wasn't listening. My brother mentioned I'm an artist, so you can imagine what I did during meetings. I drew all kinds of pictures of the preacher. And now the tables have turned and kids show me the drawings they do of me when I preach. I'd say that's just fine. So sometimes we need to be all alone. And here's the nation of Israel struggling. And Elijah puts it out there. He walks right into the palace to the king without any announcement, without any invitation. And he says, it's not going to rain until I say so. And then he turned around and leaves. He had such confidence. But I hope to show you that the Bible shows us that wasn't a natural skill. That was something God gave him. It was learned. He had to teach Elijah this. So our lesson today is Elijah his training. Yesterday it was Elijah his confidence, but today it's all about training. And Elijah is someone that allowed the Lord to do that, to bring him to school. And you know, all of us are in training school with God. And we don't graduate school with God until we get home to heaven. But you know what's interesting about training? Most of the training that we receive happens through trials. If you want to see something grow, it's going to take some trials. The flowers I planted this year from seed are now 4 feet tall. But that's only because they endured the hot sun and the storms and the winds of the summer. And they got stronger and they grew. And so Elijah is going to face trials. Trials that won't just help him today, but will help him in the future for what God has ahead of him. And so today we're going to see just his elementary education, his foundational teaching. Think of what he's done. He's announced this proclamation that it's not going to rain. He said he's one who stands before the living God. He put it out there. So what's next? Now what do you do, right? You made the announcement. Now what do you do? Well, that's the best. direction has to come from God in our lives. And so it says, the word of the Lord came unto him. God needs to speak. That's another phrase I want you to hang on to during our lessons on Elijah. The word of the Lord. Every section is divided with that phrase, the word of the Lord. So if you're Elijah, you've noticed the land is covered with idols. The nation has left God. Your job the presence of